Well organization in Islam, in the words of Imam Musa Saad. And if we wish to reach achievements in our life, we need to be orderly. This principle teaches us to act in order in everything and every aspect of our life, in our domestic life, financial life, and educational life, in responding to people, in our interaction with friends, in gaining spirituality, in preaching and disseminating, and in everything we handle in any way. Otherwise, we move towards destruction and we become useless. This is just the example of a person who, in a tropical and hot climate, is wearing wool and is not ready to face this hot weather, or to wear thin clothes in cold weather, or to begin swimming with regular clothes, or to swim against the current. The whole world is based on truth, justice, and order. Anyone who acts disorderly will gain nothing. And there is no doubt about it. This matter could be deducted from many verses in the Quran. For example, verse 21 of Surah Al-Hijr, in which we read, "And we do not send it down except in a known measure." Or verse 19 of the same surah, stating, "And we grew in it every kind of balanced thing." The fact that this universe is based on order and everything is balanced could be found in dozens of verses, warning humans that this world is based upon order and organization. The wind, climate, the sun, rain, waves in the sea, seasonal winds, day and night being short or long, everything is orderly. And O human, if you wish to be successful and to take advantage of your life in this world, you need to adapt with the order of the universe. This is what we find in the Quran. Now, if someone claims that disorder is better than order, I believe it is against the Quran.
Ulema's Speech, a selection of speeches of outstanding Shia scholars.